Had a couple weeks off already, but we're back to it in chapter 2. So if you want to turn with me there to Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I encourage you to bring your Bibles with you. Even though we throw the verses up on the screen, it's nice to bring your own Bible. You can mark it for later reference. And if you can look along there and make sure that what I'm preaching is the Word according to God. Because that's your job. It's my job to preach it, but it's your job to hold me accountable to make sure that that's exactly what I'm doing. So, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, so that we may walk in His paths." The law will go from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning-hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your word. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.